Well, to start out, I'm going to share my story. And in 1995, I hit rock bottom. I didn't know anywhere else to go except for me. And just a quick story, I have two daughters. One had quit school and she was out with some guy living with him. Other daughter was she was doing drugs and decided to run away. Husband and I were not getting along and had some other issues that tied in there, and it's like, okay, I'm out of here, I'm done. And so I, husband was in the house. I was in an apartment above the garage. And I decided, well, I would just take a whole bunch of pills, all the pills that I have, and this is just a funny part of the story. Is I decided, well, I would get a whole bottle of Tylenol PM so I wouldn't feel anything. Pretty scary or something like that. So anyway, so by taking all that, I just laid down on my bed on my back, and I had a beautiful photograph of I guess it would be like God holding a beautiful child, and it was done in mosaic. And I had that on my chest, and then some point just totally passed out. And so I have no idea in timing. I know I was up there from very early morning until it got dark, but I didn't remember timing too well. And at some point, now realize I was totally out of it, totally unconscious. At one point, I felt something come under this arm, and I remember I'm on my back, and somebody come under this arm, and they turned me over so I could get rid of, I think it was vomit, so I could get rid of some of that stuff, pulled me back, and so I wouldn't aspirate. And so after that, I guess hours went by, and I started coming to, and the room was just spinning. It was just spinning, and I tried to close my eyes so I wouldn't feel that, and it's like, oh my God, okay, number one, I made it through. I was angry. Number two, I don't know what to do at this point. So, again, came under one arm, came under the other arm, lifted me to standing, which, don't forget, the room was spinning. There was no way I could have stood. And walked me across the room and down some stairs and walked me across a driveway to the house for the husband room. And it took me just until a month ago of knowing that I was going to share this that I could actually see them. And this was in 1995. And I knew that I had felt them, but I had never seen them. And I now remember as they were walking me across the driveway that I could see, they were holding me, but I could see these whips, and they were just translucent and multicolored. I remember that because I'm an artist, that was like really cool. Multicolored, and I could see faces, but I was faced that way, and they were this way, but somehow I could see faces. And in those faces were the most unconditional love I had ever seen. I mean, it was one of those apartments that wasn't just a face. It was deep, just deep unconditional love. And the way that I felt in their presence was deeply unconditionally loved, that I just felt the support, homeless with so many feelings I was getting from them. But the unconditional love is the biggest. And once I got out of the hospital, it hit me that they, in their unconditional love, there was absolutely no judgment of me whatsoever. None. No judgment. And in many teachings in our, I don't know, maybe the United States, but it could be a lot of other places, that if you do something like that, you're going to go to hell. You're definitely not, quote-unquote, loved by God, and God is done with you. And I knew at that point that was not true at all. I mean, God loved me totally, angels loved me totally, archangels, ascended masters, I was totally loved, not judged whatsoever. And that was really the first time in my life that I didn't feel alone. And I had always felt alone, all my life. And I knew I wasn't alone, not my alone. And that was just a life changer. So that was my experience. I didn't want to go deep into exactly what happened through all that, but I did want to let you know about the angels. And knowing that they're just constantly with us, because at other times, even though John wanted to come one up me, it was so cute. But I've seen them at other times. I've experienced them at other times. This morning I called them in, and I say called them in because they're always with us. But I called them in to show themselves so I could share this morning. And they all had their multicolored weather. And they just kind of whisked around me. And then as they whisked around me, they also kind of went through me. And like I was just a light body, flying in a light body. And that I was just energy. And so at that point, I became an angel. So there was no separation, which I thought was very cool. So that's what they showed me this morning. It was very neat. I need to talk slower. And then, what happened after that was, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I love your talk. It's very pretty. Yes, I'm going to talk very slow now. So I wanted to share a message from the angels. This came through about a week ago, but as you know, and as I'm sharing with you, probably most of you know, they're always with us. They're constantly with us. But I asked them to share something. And I also realized, because I talked to a girlfriend a couple of days ago, she said, oh God, I wish I had that experience. And I'm totally not different than anybody at all. And that we all get these experiences, but what was your name, sir? What's your name?
My name
is
Leon.
Leon and I have talked about that you never know what form they're going to come in. You just don't know. And that we all are experiencing it. But we just, maybe it's happening in different ways and we just don't know. So, a message from the angels. We are always with you, enfolding you with our wings of light and unconditional love. We walk with you, never leaving your side. Talk to us. If you need guidance about something or assistance with an opportunity in your life, reach out to us. We're always here for you. Some ways you can hear us is to be still. Come into the present moment. Unless, of course, you're in crisis. You may experience us through a thought or a feeling. We may speak our guidance through a person's words or through the lyrics of a song. We may come through a dream or from a book you have been guided to read. you may actually hear our voice speaking to you. You may find yourself in a class or a gathering, and you will get your answer there. Another way is to write to us. And write us a letter and ask us to give you the guidance you are asking for. Ask us to write you back. If you're in a crisis, know that we are there with you. We may even appear in human form, as we have many times on this earth. Watch for us in your daily lives. You will see signs that we are there. Just know that you are never alone. And then a quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer that I love. If you knew who walked beside you at all times on the path that you have chosen, you could never experience fear or doubt again. Just that's so cool. So what I'm wanting to do now, oh, I wanted to share this very cool. I do write this down. Okay, driving here, through the beautiful mountains, that was just absolutely gorgeous, and I'm just going, whoa, look at that one, all this clouds way up there. And I come around a bend, and I see one cloud. There's no other cloud anywhere else, and big. And it was a unicorn. Mm-hmm. I mean, a perfect unicorn. The head, the horn, I could see the mouth, I could see the, what's that thing called, nose? I could see that, I could see the legs, the chest, the tail, all of it. It was like right there. It was just the coolest thing. And that was just the way that my angels were coming through to me. Just a little weird note. I do have a unicorn, and her name is Beatrice. So I was told that for a channel, and I thought, well, it's fun. So I just wanted to share it. That's how my angel showed up. So could you pass those out? Mm-hmm. Okay. What I'm going to pass out is a copy of this, and then also some cards that were shared with me like 5 years ago that I absolutely love, and they're by Mario Dugan, called Messages of Life. And I pick one of these like every day or every other day, and they talk to me exactly what I needed to know. So what I did this morning was, and of course I didn't know who was going to be here or how many people, but over each one I said, okay, what do you want to share with this person? Then they pick the card, and I put it on the paper. What do you want to share with this person? They pick the card. So each card that you have is speaking directly to you, that will speak to your heart in some way. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to read those cards. Everybody resting? Mm-hmm. I would love it if some of you would share the message that you got. You maybe don't need to read it, but what message did you get? Oh, I can't hear through this guy. Those people. I got them. Those out here. Okay.
Anybody?
No, some people share. Because this, what you share is really going to touch somebody else's heart today. Like I said, they are picked exactly for you, but they're also picked for this whole congregation. So, Leon.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, you spoke about the angels. I think God has. Do you see the angel as a messenger of God? Let me clarify the word God, meaning how or anything along that line.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes. Would you like to read yours or to share what that spoke to you?
Well, I spoke here 2 weeks ago, and something happened to me that changed my life. I like to think it was through God, the Lord, how good something to me. And I spoke about how I was sent back to Peru, where I've been living for the past 20 years. And so I just thought I'd have to do something like
that. That is really cool, because yes, I've had quite a few people, and me going to India, and me going to Fiji, and John of God, I would have never, that wasn't me, you know, thinking that.
If you don't mind me saying something else, do you see what happened to you when you asking God, you were not just yourself, I gave you the broad definition of God. Do you see that as God working for you, that you are at this point where you are in despair and angels coming to you? Do you see that as God or
I do now. Okay. I didn't then.
Did you actively beseech this higher power or ask the Lord any help along the line?
At that time?
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, totally. Because I was out. I was actually pretty angry at them for a while, but then I became very grateful. They were, and they also told me years later, because I had actually kind of forgotten about it. It came in and out of my memory, mm-hmm. and the feeling of it. But they actually told me, they said, you know, your work is not done. You know, it was not time for you to leave. You have work to do. You have work to do on this planet. And so now or since then, I can really well see that, but not at the time. Yeah, thanks, Leon, for the question. Somebody share. Thank you, Beth.
I tried.
What? You tried tricking?
Yeah.
What a family this is.
I've always been kind of an analytical, scientific thinker. Right now I'm reading a book that's really deeply scientific, but the idea is, to me, that's a path to truth. So, in that mindset, when I look back at my life, that the reality that angels have entered in and changed my life is not a statement necessarily of some kind of decision type faith, but it's simply logical. There is something happens that is so unlikely, that'll shake you up. But when it happens 7 or 8 times in your life, you look back and you say, it's illogical to think that I am still alive without divine intervention. And that's my shift right now, is if I were to go back and challenge, there's at least 7 times that there's no reason, by logical thinking, that I should still be here on this planet. I barely go, because you're in the same position. There are a couple of times, I mean, I could sit back and say, well, this time, I should have been dead, but I didn't die. Well, that's one type of experience. But the other one is where there was someone that came and intervened, and I think I shared one of them not too long ago, when I was, actually both of them were when I was at the very bottom, hitting the bottom of addiction. And one of them was several years, you know, I was like, this is it, I'm going to kill myself. And the weird thing is I have no memory of it. I have a memory of the event, but it wasn't an attempt to kill myself, as I remember. There was a bell tower, a really old bell tower that had been renovated in the church where I was at, was working. And I just worked myself to death, quite literally. And I remember being underneath that bell tower and climbing with the rope, just looping around, and but not putting it over my head or anything, just climbing. And later, someone said, I came up to you and you were hanging from the rope. And I had to physically pick you up and lift you off of it and pull it off your head. But I don't remember this individual coming at all. That person was an angel. And another time, I believe I shared this one, was a woman came, this is a few weeks after that, came because she wanted to do an article, a newspaper article about what I was doing in this regulation town. And, oh, did you just really do all this wonderful stuff? Well, what she didn't realize is I was working myself into the dirt. And she stayed there for about 3 days. And in that time, she changed my life with the things she said. Because I was ready to, I barely to do it again. But after that, I won't forget the things that she said, the lessons that I learned from her. And several years later, I wanted to contact her through the newspaper and tell her how important she was, and it was because of her that I got into recovery. And when I called the newspaper and, you know, gave her name and when she was coming down the article, and I still had a copy of it. And the newspaper said we had never in the history of the newspaper had anyone who was anything close to that name.
Well, you don't have to buy it, but we don't have to
sell it. I won't say it. Oh, technology.
Forget about tonight, yeah. You know, I just don't believe it. I think most of us think, well, I'm too old for me. I'm too old for God to be true. I doubt if anyone sees the
my opinion, you don't mind me saying it, is God's got force and power. He's got an interest in you. He's not talking to you. And I think the people would agree that it's true of all. There's no age limit on when they ain't convinced.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And I think we could just limit on ourselves when we say, I'm too old for that, because we're told that all the time. We're told that you're old. Your time has passed. Not. And I think that you've got so much to offer the world that I just have this feeling I've been mainly meaning to express this to you. I guess this lady came. She's an angel, and she provided me this sense and this opportunity to speak to you. But I feel that you've got so much to offer the world that you may be limited to yourself. That an angel or God or the infinite wisdom is not through you, Bill. I think you're about to reach another plateau as far as I'm concerned. On what we were talking about the other day. And
I'm gonna do the homework. So this morning I was thinking about Tuesday is the first anniversary of my best friend's death. Mm. And I was trying to think about creating a grieving ceremony, a way to release that sort of grief that I could use, because my father has also got congestive heart failure, so I know I'm going to be dealing with that in probably the next year, maybe less. And plus, on Tuesday I'm driving back down to Florida, and next weekend will be my brother and sister and I, are going back down to my dad's house to continue emptying it out, because he's moved into memory care and his wife has moved into assisted living. And there's a lot of stress on everybody. It's only been 2 weeks that she's been assisted living and she's struggling with it. So that's what's on my mind these days, and this is my card. Everything changes. But it also is giving me a clue on how to be an angel in my life by telling me a soft light radiates from my heart. It illuminates those around me and transforms every situation I encounter. I maintain a positive attitude in spite of any difficulties I may perceive. No matter the circumstances, I remain a source of true joy. Everything changes when it is bathed in the light of the divine. Wow.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for sharing that.
She was more successful than you.
So the point of meditation that came to me was the eye of the needle, the camel goes to the eye of the needle, and then the woman to get there.
So the purpose
of it, you can't go and bang it, you have to let it all go. So my heart is a door to the infinite. And my heart center, there is a door that leads to the infinite. To give, I make it my heart center and open that door. As I enter, I experience a deep sense of serenity, and I understand that I am eternal, I am indestructible. From here I can see beyond my life challenges to the higher level of my existence. I know now that my inner life is
infinite. Wow.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if I'd be able to read about that, but
thank you so much.
All right. There you go. I just want to say a couple of things. I know for a fact we've got angry callers all the time. I had it, thank you, probably when I could look for it and I could see it, didn't understand it. But until my mother was dying, my wife at that time went to see my mother. We knew she was dying, we took her home so she could act on like she wanted to. My grandmother was Princess Diana's sister.
anyway, she always was teaching us that angels, and I, you know, you listen to them, listen to what they say, but you don't really understand it yourself. My mom was dying. We just got through cleaning it up, and I took her through the first room and put them in the washing machine, and my wife screamed, bloody murder, I mean, it's deadly. She said, you got to come in here right now. When I came around the corner in my mother's room, it was filled with gallbladder pipe. I've never seen it all over.
Wow. Oh, my.
The minute my mother died, they disappeared. So I knew my grandmother comes at her home. And from that day forth, I haven't, when I see an angel, I know it's an angel, right? I see one of them all the time. Yeah. I live with one.
Oh, that was good. Good to say.
No, really. I'm so blessed. I see things now that I thought when I was a little boy didn't understand it. And I'm so thankful. I know mom and dad left me with my grandmother when I was 5 years old. Mm. And I was out in the driveway watching my mother and dad drive away. Mm. And I was crying, but I saw Jesus looking down at me. He said, it's all right. And I thought it was just something. I didn't know what it was. You know, when 5 years old, you don't really understand things. But I can see that today, that it was right here. So we're all blessed to have angels. We just got to look for them. They're there. So I just want to let you know.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Dropping to me in court, she knew that.
There's a number of girls that say masculine. She says that you don't receive masculine, you know. And to this day, it's still a prayer to go to the end of the day. And how scary is that? It hasn't been for her.
Before we close, since it's Christmas and holidays, my Lord Almighty, that's just shocking. That I would like to read, I want to share with you though, this, my birth name is Margaret, Margaret George Powell, Christmas 1961. And this Bible has gone around with me at every move that I have done, but I've never read from it. And it's like, Mom was saying, okay, it's time, Stephen. So I'm reading from this Bible, very careful that it doesn't fall apart. Okay, Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, of course, his archangel, was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And and then chapter 2, I haven't read the Bible in a long time either, it's kind of cool. Chapter 2, verse 6, and so it was that while they were in the days, while there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver, and she brought forth a firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. Love that, how they just say fear not over and over throughout the Bible. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Okay, just wanted to share those. And then one more thing, and then I'm done. This is from A Course in Miracles, and I studied A Course in Miracles. This Christmas, give to God everything that will hurt you. Let yourself be healed completely, that you may join with Him in healing. And let us celebrate our release together by releasing everyone with us.
Wow. Thank you, Peter.
Oh, you are welcome. This was great. Thank you, all of you. This was great. I love it. I love my family, even though you live far away.